Hi, today's podcast is entitled Have You Lost Your Mojo? The reason I've picked this particular topic is because quite often in my photography group Love Your Lens, people will say that they feel they have lost their mojo, they've lost their creativity, that their pictures have stopped being any good anymore. So it made me have a think about those times that that's definitely happened to me, and a little think about why it might happen and what we can do about it. Now, people take up photography for lots of different reasons, and not everybody's madly in love with it. For some people, the camera can just be a tool that records moments so that they're not forgotten. But for others, it's a real passion that drives them to continuously seek to make progress and to improve. And it can be really frustrating when it feels like you're not making any progress, that you're stuck in a rut and you just really can't fathom out why. I got to this point several years ago. I remember feeling I was stuck in a rut. I was taking portraits of kids that the parents would love because basically the pictures I took were better than they could take, but I wasn't really growing as a photographer. I was focusing very much on earning money, and it felt to me like my photography was becoming a bit of a production line. I now know that that's a big factor in why I gave up nursery photography, family photography, and moved my focus away onto different things. Overall, I'm pleased to say that nowadays I'm not stuck. I know what direction clearly that I want to take my business forward in, and I've got a rough idea of how I'm going to achieve that. But of course I have days when I'm feeling demotivated, I'm uninspired, I doubt myself. I've read lots of times that creative people are more likely to have those ups and downs and feelings of self-doubt. And I've reflected on that quite a lot. And here's the advice that I've been given and the things that I've learned over the years to overcome that feeling. A really important thing to realise and be happy about is that photography is about far more than the kit. You can easily get really obsessed with having new lenses, filters, getting a flash gun, buying a tripod, and then forgetting about the pure enjoyment that comes from creating a great image. I think that's why I've been really excited lately about using my smartphone. It's an amazing piece of technology, but it makes the process of taking a picture so simple. Instead of worrying about which lens I'm going to use, setting the right aperture, I'm just composing and clicking the shutter. Now, of course, being a photographer, I'm looking for great light. I'm hoping to capture the right moment, and I might fine-tune the exposure and then edit the shot a bit afterwards. But it is and feels like it is going right back to basics and being creative, seeing the shot and taking it without any of the technology getting in the way. The next thing is, I over time have worked out what I really love doing, what I really love photographing, what has me leaping out of bed in the morning and absolutely desperate to edit the shots later on, rushing back to the computer, loading the shots onto the computer and enjoying looking at them. If you feel passionate and excited about what you're doing, you're going to do it better. You're going to do it to the best of your ability. And for me, the subjects, the things that really get me excited and enjoy doing is photographing food, flowers, beautiful products, creative people. And of course, I love teaching photography. I love running workshops, helping people, seeing them improve, grow, and even in some instances go on to become professional photographers themselves. So if you feel like you're really losing your mojo and getting a bit bogged down, try and work out what you absolutely love photographing and concentrate on that. Trust your intuition. I've had my own battles with this. If certain subjects or types of photography make you feel uncomfortable whilst others really make you feel enthusiastic. Trust that emotion, follow it, and go with what makes you feel good. Flash photography has always been my nemesis, and I've often felt inadequate, amateurish, next to people who say they shoot in a proper studio with light boxes, umbrellas, barn doors, gels, all that sort of stuff. But I've learned over time that that's my choice. If I prefer and love working with natural daylight, that's absolutely fine. And I think if I fought against my instincts and went on to use artificial lighting, I think my photography, my creativity, my enjoyment of it as a craft would really suffer. So don't bow to pressure, don't feel inadequate, do what feels right. Have the confidence to change things that feel wrong and go with what you really love doing, and you will see your photography blossom. I know this from personal experience. These are not just empty words. I've done it. I've moved away purposely from the stuff that stifles me, and I really try now to only do the kind of work that I love. Now, another thing that can stifle your creativity and make you feel like you've lost your mojo is keeping on doing the same old, getting stuck in that rut again. So if you want to get yourself out of that, push yourself, go the extra mile. And one of the ways you can do that, if you feel that you're at the stage where you can always nail exposure, you know how to take a well-composed shot, then you've got to push yourself to perhaps look for amazing light, shooting in different ways with that light, look for great locations, really lift up what you're doing. And again, maybe trying something new, whether it's buying a new lens or hiring a new lens, booking yourself on a new workshop, trying a different type of photography. So for me, something I really want to try this year, next year, hopefully, it's going to be working with filters and long exposures and landscape photography. Well, it will be when I can afford to invest in them, because that's pretty expensive bits of kit. But try new things, experiment with different techniques, but also be careful not to feel that you're being bombarded with advice and under pressure to do those things, because then the enjoyment goes out of it. If it excites you, try it. If it doesn't, move on. It just isn't what floats your boat. If you are really passionate about photography, you're immersed in it almost all the time. You can't help it. You see great images everywhere. You judge, you compare, you scroll through Instagram, social media. This can feel disheartening and demotivating rather than inspiring if you're not careful. So stop it. I don't mean stop looking at images, but stop comparing. Only compare with yourself, how much you've improved since this time last month, this time last year, or perhaps like me, over the course of 10 years, I can really see a difference and see how my photography and style and capabilities have evolved. By all means, and you need to do this actually, enjoy and learn from other photographers. If you like an image, if it really strikes you, work out why you like it. Is it the light, the story that's being told, the way colour is used, or the lack of colour, black and white? How has the photographer drawn your attention to the subject? And has he or she made you feel a particular emotion or connection? Those elements are the things that make us stop in our tracks and say, wow, that is a great image. Equally, if you really don't like an image, ask yourself why. How could it have been improved? Why isn't it working for you? It might not be your thing, or fundamentally, there's something within that image that is stopping it from working. I found that critiquing photos from my photography group members has helped me enormously in the ability to critique my own pictures and therefore take better pictures. The more you do it, the easier you'll find it to critique your own pictures. And one of the things that I really recommend is be more selective. If you've been out for the day, you've been on holiday or something, take 20 of your own images and then make yourself pick only one of them to post or share with people. This seems quite tough, but my photography group, Love Your Lens on Facebook, really struggle to stick with the rule of 5 images any one time that I've given them. And I actually feel that that's way too generous. I'm thinking of reducing it down to 3, but I can hear them all groaning already. But honestly, it really is the best way to become more critical and therefore to improve. Something I believe is really important is be careful who you ask for opinion on your photographs. You need to surround yourself with positive, supportive people. So join a lovely, friendly photography group. I happen to know one called Love Your Lens on Facebook. Be careful whose advice you listen to, because not everyone who criticizes you is right. And one negative comment I've seen time and time again has the power to absolutely crush a person's confidence with their photography, and that's appalling. It really upsets me that could happen. So try to get your validation, your supportive, constructive criticism from people that you trust, who will kindly suggest ways that you can improve. And another one: accept compliments and believe people when they tell you your photographs are good. Okay, it's a really hard one for us Brits, I think, to do that, but it's important. And then the last one, really important, again, a real biggie for me, is learn to believe in yourself. Yes, it's great to get validation from other people and compliments and everything, but I've learned to know when my pictures are good and that I can believe and trust my judgment that is a good shot. Lack of self-confidence is really rife amongst photographers. It's such a personal skill, isn't it? If someone criticizes it, it feels like they're criticizing you. And the other aspect is, it's not surprising in a lot of ways that we do feel inferior. We're surrounded every day by stunning imagery, and it's really humbling. But you need to ask yourself, why are you taking photographs? Why do you enjoy photography? If it's for you personally as a hobby, ask yourself, are you enjoying it? Do you find it fulfilling? Is it for you a great way to get out, meet people, have different experiences? Then that is fantastic. But if you're a professional photographer, you've really got to believe in yourself and realize that it's the whole package that is you, your personality, how you deal with people, that people will buy into. Now, I know that there are better, more experienced photographers and tutors out there than me. Of course I know that people who can take a better picture have got more experience in teaching people, who can teach stuff I don't know about. But what I do know is that I'm good at what I do and what I offer, and that just as importantly is that people really enjoy working with me and my style and the way that I do things. So I mean, that even just saying that feels a bit braggy and a bit sort of counter to being British and avoiding showing off. But we should feel that we can pat ourselves on the back and be proud of what we've done and be proud of what we are good at. So, in conclusion, it's absolutely natural and fine to lose your mojo sometimes. It wouldn't be normal if we felt creative and positive all of the time. In fact, it would actually be quite boring. It would be quite annoying to be surrounded by people like that all the time. Life gets in the way. We have off days, and sometimes we just don't take great pictures. Perhaps you should take it as a sign that you need to put your camera down for a day or so. Do something else. Bake a cake. Go for a walk. Go shopping. Watch a film. Recently, I've taken up a new activity. It's wild swimming. shock to everybody and myself that I actually really enjoy it. And it's really reawakened my creative mojo because I found that I want to document and share the wonder that I feel every time I go and have a dip in a lake somewhere. Now, if you want to read about that and see the photographs that I've taken, I've included a blog post in the blurb for this podcast. I hope you've really enjoyed this, and I hope you've taken something from it that will help you if you ever feel like you're having a dip in your creativity or your mojo. What a great word that is. So thanks very much for listening to the podcast, and feel free to leave any questions or thoughts that you've got in the comments section. And if you feel that I can help you in any way, take a look at my workshops and one-to-one tuition at www.loveyourlens.co.uk. And I'd also love to see you on Love Your Lens on Facebook. Just click the join button. Thank you.